remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Jason and Brittany Aldean, because of their flagrant expression of dangerous political opinions. It all began when Brittany Aldean, the wife of the country music megastar, posted a photo on Instagram of herself wearing a t-shirt with the words Anti-Biden Social Club. As if this weren't enough, she also had her young children wear shirts with the words Hiden from Biden on the front. Brothers and sisters and others, I know you are wise enough as a congregation to understand that it's not expressing political views that is the problem, it's expressing the wrong political views that is the problem. As we all know, when celebrities promote important social causes like climate justice or racial equity or free-range avocados, this is a very good thing. But if some misguided culture leaders disparage our pal-in-chief, the king of trains, Uncle Joe, that cannot be allowed. And as if this weren't bad enough, Brittany also lured her husband into eating the same fruit of misguided political contempt when he defended her in her error. Yes, Jason Aldean broke the 38th precept of wokeness. Musicians are always encouraged to be political as long as they don't sing country or sing conservative. For corrupting the youth, for criticizing our dear leader, and for improperly mingling politics with twang, we cast out the Aldeans. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Acting. Now, I know this may at first seem a bit much, but hear me out and test my words to see whether they line up with the holy literature and science. This week, the occasionally funny Sarah Silverman called out Hollywood for allowing non-Jewish actors to portray Jewish characters, a practice she aptly called Jewface.
One could argue, for instance, that a Gentile playing Joan Rivers correctly would be doing what is actually called Jewface.
Yes, of course she's right, and in this time when representation, pause, is so vital, how can we tell white actors they can't portray African Americans but turn around and let Gentiles portray Jews? We cannot. But if we take her seriously, and because she is an actress, we're obligated to take her seriously, we must embrace this concept fully. Yes, portraying other races is forbidden. But isn't acting itself defined by cultural appropriation, marginalization, and disrepresentationalizing? How can an actress of one age portray an actress of a different age? How can someone who acts for a living portray someone who sells cars for a living or teaches history for a living? How can a mentally healthy person portray someone with non-standard mental characteristics? Can the citizen portray the criminal? Can the man of average intelligence portray the genius or the fool? No, we must slide all the way down this slippery slope to the end, and in the end, we must say that the only person anyone can portray is himself, herself, or they-self. And so, because we must protect Jews from Gentile impersonators, in the end, we must stop all impersonation whatsoever. Begone all acting, begone woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, a word of encouragement to our dearly beloved Florida State Senator Bobby Powell, an inspiration to us all. His greatness, the senator from Palm Beach, this week filed a bill that would finally prohibit slavery in the Florida State Constitution. Yes, even though slavery ended in the entire United States in 1865 with the passage of the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, we all know this is not enough. Only when each and every state constitution also prohibits slavery can we know that our tainted nation has finally rejected the evil institution. And for those novices of the faith who might say this is a purely symbolic act, need I remind you what the Analectics of Western Confusion Volume 3 teach? No symbol is too small if promoting it makes us feel better about ourselves and our significance. Wise counsel. And that is why we both applaud non-gender-specific sibling Powell and also call on him to take this to the next level. If these United States cannot rest until all states disavow slavery, how can our House of Government rest until all houses in Florida do the same? we must push for a law that requires a sign in every Florida lawn stating that slavery is wrong. In fact, why only one sign? Why not two signs? Is slavery so mild and evil that just one sign per yard is enough? Of course not. Only when every lawn in every corner of this great state publicly denounces slavery twice or more can we truly rest assured that slavery will be gone forever. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high on that mountain.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go to hell.